She thinks she missed the train to Mars. She's out back counting stars. She thinks she missed the train to Mars. She's out back counting stars.
How's it going, everybody? Welcome back. This is Sambo Slim. You're listening to the Sambo Slim podcast. I am Sambo underscore Slim on Twitter. And today I have Mel with me. Go ahead and give me your Twitter handle.
What's going on, guys? It's at mlovesyou28.
All right, again, welcome back. Before we get started, I want to thank everybody who's been listening, who's been telling people about the podcast. The last one did really well. It got us back in. We're number 11 now in the world. So I don't know how many other people out there have podcasts, but we're number 11 right now. So thank you for your support. Thank you for listening. Thank you for not being annoyed by me. I'm annoying myself right now by saying thank you so much, but I really appreciate it. So please continue listening. If you like the show, please tell all your friends about it, your family members. Maybe you can listen to it with your parents. I don't know.
Maybe.
But keep doing whatever you're doing because it's working. I'm going to release this show tonight or tomorrow morning. Hopefully that'll get us into the top 10 and that'll crank up our listens even more. The website's thesamboslimpodcast.com. You can listen there. I've added some features to the website. It used to be where if you click on the link to listen to an episode, it routed you to another website where and that's where you would actually listen to the podcast. Now you can just click play on our website, and this is from a desktop or Mac computer, and it'll play right on the website, so it's not going to route you anywhere else. There's not a mobile version of my website yet, but it is in development right now. The website's not even going to look the same. When we relaunch, you'll be able to stream directly from my website. You won't have to what is it called? Subscribe in iTunes. You won't have to subscribe on Podomatic if you don't want to. I'd like you to so I can have more subscribers, but you don't have to. You can go right to our website, hit play and listen to a podcast, and you'll also be able to do that from your mobile device. And that's from iPad. What else is there? Freaking, I guess, Kindle, any kind of Droid phone, an iPhone. You're going to be able to go to a mobile version of my podcast, which is launching soon, and just push play from the website, and you're going to be able to hear it on your device. Pretty cool, right? You don't have to jump through any hoops to listen.
Can't be so much easier.
Yeah, just stream it right there. It'd be more convenient for everybody. Because I know it's kind of difficult for a lot of you to listen to, so we're making it easier. I mean, some people went out and bought devices to listen to the podcast.
They did?
No, they didn't. I wish they did, but they didn't. So thank you. And while you're on our website, click on the Amazon banner you see there. If you're going to buy something from Amazon, or even if you weren't, you are now. Click on the Amazon banner at our website. That'll take you to Amazon's homepage, and you can do your shopping as usual. Doesn't cost you anything extra. They just kick a little money back to our show. There's also a donate button on my website. You can click on that and donate to us by PayPal or whatever. And 50% of that goes to progeria research to help find a cure for progeria, or at least slow down the process, which they've done already. Mm-hmm. They've slowed it down somewhat, but let's get a cure for it.
Who was that you have playing?
That was Hum, and the song was called Stars. Mm. It's an old song. It's probably more than 10 years old, but It's a great song. Anything else we have to promote? The Beatdown, that's the other show on the FYM Radio Network. It's my show, and it's The Beatdown. And you can listen to them by going to the SamboSlimPodcast.com again. Look on the right. You'll see their little red banner says The Beatdown. Click on that, and you can listen to all of their episodes. They do a show a week. So you should listen to them. If you like this show, I'm sure you will like The Beatdown. So that's all of our promos, right?
I think so.
You got anything on your mind? Last time, you didn't have anything on your mind.
I still don't.
To all you listening out there, if you're thinking about starting a podcast and you have a co-host, it's not a good sign. This is the second podcast in a row. It's not a good sign when your co-host doesn't have anything on their mind. You get that.
You're supposed to give me
you,
stuff.
You get that feeling. You know that feeling in your stomach when something bad's about to happen? Like you're walking down the street alone at night. Let's say you were at the bar drinking and your friends left before you, and now you come out. Let's say you can't find your car. You forgot where you parked and you're walking, wandering around some strange downtown city streets at night. And then, so you're walking by yourself, it's dark, everywhere's, the bar's closed, you close the bar out, and you're like, where the fuck's my car? I don't even know where I'm at. And you're walking around, and then it's dark outside, and all of a sudden you hear, hey, asshole! And you hear footsteps coming up behind you. You know that feeling in your stomach? That's how it feels when your co-host doesn't have anything on their mind. That's how it feels.
Put me on the bottom.
You guys feel me?
No.
I hope you listening out there understand. I hope I painted a vivid picture for you so you know how I feel right now. I have that feeling in my stomach. I'm walking down a dark, strange street at night. I don't know where my car's at, and somebody is walking. I hear footsteps behind me, and somebody just went, hey, asshole! That's what's going on right now in my gut.
Well, you need to warm me up. You can't just...
We've been talking about the podcast for about 2 hours now.
So?
How much warm-up do you need? With 2 hours?
I need you to talk more.
On the podcast?
Yes.
And I'm not editing any of this out. This is the show.
So, it's like throwing me up on stage, I've never been on stage before.
This is like the fifth or sixth podcast you've done.
It doesn't matter.
You should be a pro by now.
No, I'm not a pro.
You should be able to host the Male Slim Podcast.
No way.
Yep.
No.
I should be able to just turn the mic on, and you should be able to host your own show. 5 or 6 episodes. There's no... This is your warning. I'm going to have to treat you and Ramrod like employees from now on. Okay? That y'all are employees. Okay? This is your warning.
How much are we getting paid?
We'll talk about that off the air. I was all about just airing out all our laundry on air when it was me on my pedestal looking down at you, but you got on your pedestal and you're looking down at me now, down your nose at me, asking me how much we get paid. And I don't like that. I don't like that one bit. You wouldn't talk to your boss like that. I'm your boss right now.
Okay.
It's a Sample Slim podcast. You work for me.
Now I'm not ready.
Ramrod works for me too. And he's not here today. We're going to have a talk.
Yeah, he should be here.
And I don't care if he has a job and he's working night shift and it's night right now. He needs to get his priorities in line. I'm paying you guys. I pay you guys too well.
Too free.
I pay you guys in my company. You get to sit here with me in this beautiful studio and hang out and just chat.
Kind of cold.
It's cold in here?
Yeah.
Hey, it's expensive right now. It's just put on a jacket.
And I'm hungry.
That wasn't part of the deal. I mean, we can renegotiate your contract.
Okay, we'll have to then. I'm cold.
Do you have anything on your mind yet?
No.
Oh, no.
Can you please just start?
Okay. We were going to get into today. since it's just me and Mel. We want to get into a little, I don't know, do you have relationship advice you looked up, or do you have, what do you have?
Not advice, just, I saw some horoscopes, like couple horoscope.
For couples?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll definitely get into that. I wanted to, we went on a wine tasting, I don't know, what, a week or two ago?
Oh, yeah, at a bar, a local bar.
Yeah, so before we get into the couple's horoscopes, before I forget, I want to talk about something first. Because I know that I take the liberal side of things a lot.
Yes, right?
Uh-huh. I do. But I did almost a whole show jumping all over hippies' asses, too.
Yes.
Right. But, so I go at both sides, man. It's just that a lot of times the conservative side, they're just easy.
Easy target.
They put their own foot in their mouth, and it's easy to point it out, okay? But we did go on a wine tasting here in San Antonio to this place called The Cove. And
it wasn't what I expected.
No, it was nice. I liked it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Were you saying you thought it sucked?
No. Well, a little bit.
Well, I wanted to point out the staff that works there.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to put the staff from The Cove on the hot seat. Fire up the hot seat.
What did they do?
Fire it up. Come on, crank it up. They're on the hot seat. Well, because they look like slobs. I know they're supposed to be hipsters. It's an artsy fartsy place. I mean, they're doing a wine tasting there. You know what it is? The Cove, it used to be a car wash. And somehow they attached a restaurant, like a little, and it's not even a real restaurant. It looks like a fucking.
Because half of it's indoors.
I'm trying not to cuss. I already said fucking.
I know.
It looks like something you'd see in the middle of Vietnam. Right? Doesn't it? Attached to a car wash. Okay.
A little bit.
Which is cool. I like that. I like it. It's fun. It's different. But what's the criteria for hiring at an establishment like this? The Cove's not the only place. In San Antonio, there's this huge, huge hipster movement in certain areas here. It's probably going on in every big city. Yes, San Antonio is a big city. It's probably the seventh largest city, right?
Yeah.
It's somewhere around there.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big city. Hipsters. What's the criteria for hiring these hipsters?
I'll tell you one.
What?
You have to be under 25.
You probably have to be under 25.
You have to have a gauge in your ear.
You definitely have to have a gauge in your ear.
And visible tattoos.
Yeah, okay. I'm fine with that because I have visible tattoos. But.
Oh, sorry.
And I feel, you know that feeling in my stomach I described earlier? It just got worse. It's worse right now. I might have to put this on pause and go throw up. Yes, visible tattoos, gauges in their ears, big, dirty, crusty beards.
And hair.
Clothes that look like they found them in a dumpster. Yeah, dirty hair. Right?
Right, yeah.
When's the last time they showered? This is our wait staff. This is the cooks there. This mm-hmm. is the person at the register. You know what I think? Not one person that looks professional applied there. You know what I think? I think people that look professional, people that look presentable, do apply there. But they don't qualify. They aren't big enough of dirt bags to work there. That's what I think. Look, I do have visible tattoos, but I'm clean cut. I'm clean shaven. I dress nice. I think if I went to the Cove and with an application and my resume filled out, they would turn me away. They would turn me away.
Or they'd say, we do need an accountant.
They wouldn't even want me to be their accountant. Their accountant probably looks like Jesus Christ.
Maybe.
Jesus of Nazareth. That's their accountant. No, they wouldn't. They tell me, what are some things they tell me?
Oh, if they saw you and you were applying?
Yeah. Why would they turn me down? I'm sorry, sir. We're looking for a bigger dirtbag. You're kind of a dirtbag, but not the kind of dirtbag that works here. Just, quite frankly, you're not enough of a dirtbag.
Or you're overqualified.
Yeah, overqualified, not enough of a dirtbag. We're looking for somebody that doesn't look like they'll show up on time every day. We're looking for somebody who doesn't look like they wash their clothes on a regular basis.
And you just don't meet their standards.
We're looking for someone who does not shave at least once a month. That's what we're looking for, sir. We're looking for someone who looks like they slept in their car in the parking lot last night and then stumbled in 25 minutes late to work. That's what we're looking for, sir. You look like you showered. You look clean shaved. You've got your shirt tucked into your slacks. Get off of our property before we call the authorities. You're trespassing. Get out of here with your combed hair. Get out of here with your education. We here at this establishment, what college do you go to? No. Did you just say you go to a private university, sir? Yes. No. If we even go to college, we do about one semester at a community college, drop out, and then pretend that our shit doesn't stink. All it took was one semester in college, sir, to get everything you need to know from one liberal hippie professor. And now we're enlightened. That's what I think. And then security would probably come drag me out. Your shoes are too nice. Go get some Chuck Taylors from the thrift store, grow your beard out, and come back in. Winner. You're too much of a winner to work here. Do you disagree? Sir, did you buy your dog or did you rescue it?
Oh,
I bought it.
God.
Get out. Get out.
Why are you so mad at them? I thought you liked that place.
I do like the place. I just have a bit of an issue with the staff. I don't want to feel like the person serving me. It's a wine tasting. It's a fancy place. I don't want to feel like the person who's serving me my wine when I'm tasting. I've got fine cheeses here that I'm going to pair with my wine. You know, I've got aged dark chocolate that I want to pair with my wine. And then some guy who looks like he just pulled a needle out of his arm in the dumpster behind the establishment is pouring my wine.
No.
How do I know I don't have hepatitis C right now? How do I know that after that wine tasting that I don't have hepatitis C?
You're gross.
How do I know that? Are you convinced that I don't have hepatitis C right now?
No.
But thank you. Thank you, because you were there and you saw those people.
At least the guy serving the wine, he looked a lot nicer than everyone else.
He didn't work there, though. He was contracted through them.
He's
or
the
something.
One that sold the wines to the store, maybe.
They wouldn't
something.
Hire him. They were using him to sell wine. They can't have one of those douchebags up there. Like, see, what he was doing was giving us kind of a wine tour. This is our wine from Argentina. This is the wine from Peru. This is from France. This is from Spain. And on the microphone, introducing it and running trivia and all that. These losers there wouldn't do that. Basically, that place wouldn't. What I'm saying is, they wouldn't hire me because I'm too much of a winner. I'm too much of a winner. That's it. Anybody, a lot of you out there, you wouldn't get hired at a place like that. Your standards are too high. You iron your pants. Get out of here. Get out of my face. You iron your pants. Get out of here.
Maybe you should go apply when you wake up.
Even when I wake up, I look more presentable than these jerk jobs.
Oh, my God.
I'm telling you, man. They look like a bunch of soup sandwiches walking around that place.
Well, they have beer tasting, too. So we'll try that out.
I'll go to any tasting. I don't care where it's at. Look, if it's a beer, like all you can eat, you pay a price. All you can eat, all you can drink, you just pay a price and you go in there. I don't care if Hitler, Charles Manson, and who else? Mussolini are serving it. I'm there.
It's not all you can drink. It's just like the wine tasting.
But it's a lot for what you're paying. Oh. $10. You're pretty... You got a good buzz going. Right?
I guess so.
I'll take it. I mean, I'm going to talk about it after I leave. But while I'm there, I'm gonna toe the line. I'm going to pay my $10, $20, whatever it is. And I'm going to drink my samples.
The beer tasting is cheaper than the wine.
I'm there. And guess what? I will say none of what I said here to any of them while we're there.
Of course not.
None of it.
Nope.
I hope none of them are listening because they try to fight me. I don't want to get hepatitis C. Tell them I'm too much of a winner to work there. That's exactly what they would tell me. They would say, you know what, sir? We're looking for someone with less potential. You have too much of an upside to you. No, we need someone with a downside. We need somebody who's going nowhere. Sir, you look like you have foresight. You look like you know what's going to happen, and you have a good idea of where your life's going. And you probably know where you'll be at in 5 years. You probably have some goal set. You know that you will be there in 5 years. No, sir, no. No, you see the cook over there in the kitchen? You see the guy walking the tray full of food out to the tables out there? He doesn't know what the fuck's going to happen in 5 seconds. That's why he works here. Okay? Again, get out of here. Get off our property before we call the authorities. You smell like soap.
Are you that mad that you don't have a job?
No, I don't want a job. I like being a full-time student.
Sheesh.
It's fun.
Yeah, sounds like fun.
Don't I sound like a happy person?
Not at all.
I think I'm done with those hipsters. They're not even worth my time, even though I'm going to publish this podcast. You got any horoscopes to read to us?
Yeah, what's your horoscope? What's your sign?
You don't know my sign?
No, do you know yours?
I do know my sign.
What is it?
I can't believe you don't know my sign.
Why the hell would I know your sign? I don't even know mine.
You don't know your own sign.
I had to look it up.
You're a Sagittarius.
I am not.
My head just hit the microphone.
I'm not a Sagittarius, whatever you said.
I'm a Cancer.
You are a Cancer.
I'm a Cancer on hipsters.
Oh my God.
My sign's Cancer.
No, I found this website. It's called Daily Couples Horoscopes. And some of them are just funny. Hold on, I'm bringing it
okay.
up.
I have a few.
Actually, you know what? Hold on. There's one that's foreplay by the signs.
Wait, okay, so this, if I'm guessing, this one gives you what kind of foreplay each sign likes?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to go through all of them. Aries doesn't have time for foreplay. Taurus keeps going and going and going. Gemini wants... What's that? What's M-E-N-A-G-E?
Is this for males and females?
Yes.
They want menage a trois?
Yeah, that.
Oh, God.
Cancer likes it in the hot tub.
Who doesn't like it in the hot tub? Who doesn't like it in the hot tub?
Okay, look at the next one. Leo buys costumes.
Okay, so so every Leo in existence buys costumes.
That's what they say.
Every Leo, if I walk up to every Leo I know, even your grandma, she's bought costumes.
So we should ask a Leo then, right?
Yeah. If all the Leos listening out there, tweet me or email me at samboslimpodcast@gmail.com. Tell me if you like to wear costumes when you're, called?
Well, all the signs, yeah.
When you're doing foreplay.
Yeah.
When you're having foreplay. When you're conducting foreplay. I don't know what you call it. But tell me if you have a costume. Keep going.
Virgo, showers before, during, and after. Libra,
go ahead.
Libra, can't decide whether they want it or not. Scorpio, wants it all day, every day. Sagittarius, does it under the stars. Capricorn, prefers to be on top. Aquarius, likes crowds. Pisces, swoons over the poetry of the act. Kind of corny.
So, all those signs only do that and don't do anything else. That's what I'm getting from that.
I guess that's just what they like.
Some of them are like,
they're really, some
can't decide whether they want it or don't. Or do any of you out there not want foreplay? Everybody wants foreplay.
Right.
So, sometimes sex is just a bonus. I mean, it's just an extra thing. You know, you start. I'm not
going to
get too graphic
thing.
Here. You start receiving foreplay, and you're fine. You don't even have to continue after that. The foreplay you're receiving is good enough. If you take it to the next step, I'm speaking from a friend of mine's point of view, who I had a conversation with about this.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, I'm not speaking from your point of view. I'm speaking from somebody's point of view. Somebody told me this.
Go ahead.
And it's not me at all. Okay? Sometimes the foreplay is good enough. That's all.
Okay, I'll remember that.
You can decide whether you want it or not. Who does not want foreplay?
I mean, I can admit that I'm indecisive, but not when it comes to...
Everybody likes receiving foreplay. Yeah. They might not. I'm calling it foreplay. They might not like giving foreplay, but they love receiving foreplay. Any other stupid ones in there? They're all stupid, actually.
Yeah. No, I wanted to read your horoscope.
Your horoscope's a piece of shit. Do you want the most accurate horoscope out there?
You have one?
Yeah, I'll read it to you right now. Give me Pete here. This is my horoscope right here. You're going to die one day. That's your horoscope. That's the only thing 100% accurate for all of you out there.
You sound like your mom.
All this other crap is just a guess or a generalization that applies to everybody.
Okay, let me...
Like a horoscope, read any horoscope and it's going to apply to whoever's reading it. And if it doesn't apply to you, you want that to apply to you. Like, I don't know, you're a hopeless romantic and artistic. You're not even a hopeless romantic or artistic. You've never created anything in your life, but you want to think of yourself that way. So you're like, so I am a hopeless romantic. I am artistic. How'd they know? You idiot.
Okay, I'm going to read you your love horoscope.
Okay.
Mind your words today, or you're likely to say something to your sweetie that you'll regret later. If you do say something you don't mean, a sincere apology should set things right again.
You see, that does apply to me, but that applies to everybody. You should all mind your words, because you all might say something that rubs your significant other the wrong way. You see how that works? Mm-hmm. This is probably going to make a lot of people mad, and it's And it's just a it's just my opinion on did I think horoscopes are full of shit. People take that serious, man. They take that serious.
The sign and the stars.
Like, well, my horoscope's accurate. Well, mine is too. Mine's accurate too because it's a generalization that applies to everyone. Give me that. You know what else I hate? Fortune cookies that aren't a fortune.
Oh, I know.
They're just advice. They're like, be careful today. That's not a fortune, man. That's a cop-out. It's a fortune cookie. It's a fortune cookie. Tell me what's going to happen to me later today. That's, to me, that's what I thought a fortune was when I was when I was little and I was obsessed with fortune cookies because they told me something and they had my lottery numbers. You know, little Mexican, we play lottery. And I would want my lottery numbers, give it to my parents, and then it would tell me what's going to happen, like that I'm going to come into some money next week, something like that. But now they're cop-outs. They're not even real fortunes.
I know.
They're just like, enjoy your day.
You're a free spirit.
Be positive. That's advice. It's a fortune cookie.
Not anymore.
It should tell me my future. It shouldn't offer advice. It shouldn't offer cliche advice. What else were you going to read?
That's it.
That's all you had? So no other horoscopes? Dating advice? Nothing?
My horoscope, but it's kind of lame.
Well, read it.
And I'm a Libra, by the way.
Okay.
Your relationship with your sweetheart is important to you, but don't forget about the other people in your life. Spend some time today catching up with family and friends. They've been missing you.
Okay, if you have family and friends, unless you're complete, unless you work at the Cove, if you have family and friends, they miss you, and you should spend time with them. So that's lame. And then the relationship part, not everyone's in a relationship, because but it's 50-50, you know, they just throw it out there. Hey, this is, if 1,000 people read this fortune, at least it's going to apply to at least 500 of them. They're smart.
And that, this one applies to me because we kicked my parents out yesterday.
Yes, because they just show up at odd hours. Drunk.
That's true. Yeah. You're right. And it was a school night and work night.
I love your parents with all my heart. I really do. But I just want to relax sometimes, and I don't need somebody showing up unannounced when I'm ready to just sit down, have a glass of wine, and play some video games.
And it's just weird that they've been divorced and now all of a sudden they're...
Yeah.
That they like showing up together.
That's weird, too. I don't know what's going on there. It's uncomfortable. I really don't want to talk about it.
I think I need to talk to my mom about it.
Yeah, you should. Bring her on. We'll call her right now.
Oh, my God, no.
I'm just kidding. I wouldn't let you do that. But we're keeping it light today. We've been talking about some heavy issues lately. Gay rights.
Political.
We've done some political stuff the last few shows. We've talked about religion. So this show, we just want to talk about random shit.
Oh, we saw a little bit of the Oscars last night.
Yeah, but I mean, anything significant in there?
Well, we saw 12 Years a Slave, and I don't know, mixed feelings about that because how serious the movie was.
Yeah.
And so, I don't know, there was just some parts that...
It's a great movie.
It's really good.
But it's a movie that... It's one of those movies, if you haven't seen it yet, the acting is spectacular. It looks amazing. Everything looks authentic. But it's one of those movies that...
just
you'd
unseen.
Never want to see again.
Yeah.
When you've seen it once, you have no desire to ever see it again. It's really graphic, really brutal, and it's not enjoyable. It's a good movie. It's a good movie.
But yeah, yeah, you're
I'm a
right.
history
it's,
junkie, you
it's,
know.
It's not enjoyable yet. It won't.
It isn't enjoyable.
Yeah.
No. It's good.
Mm-hmm.
The acting's great again. It's well written. Everything about it's perfect. You can't act better than that. You can't look more authentic than that. You can't tell a better story than that. But it's just not something you want to see more than once. It might not be something you want to see once if you're squeamish.
Yeah.
Or you're sensitive.
Mm-hmm. I was just surprised that it won the awards it did. Well, I don't know. I have mixed feelings about that. But it was
I'm
it
not
was
surprised
a good
it won. We're in a good era. We just went through a great era of movies.
Mm-hmm.
And any of them could have won. Wolf of Wall Street could have won.
Mm-hmm.
And Wolf of Wall Street, I don't think, won anything. I think it should have won something.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was my favorite movie of 2013. Wolf of Wall Street, easily. But that's just because, see, here's the thing people don't understand about these award shows. Like, because you feel like it, like Wolf of Wall Street was by far, it's one of my favorite movies ever, actually. But because it's got coke snorting, it's hilarious. I want to laugh when I watch a movie sometimes. Here's what I like about the movie. It's got a lot of things I like. It's funny. It's a true story.
The actors.
It's got great acting. It's a great story. And
we can relate to the financial world.
Yeah, and I can relate to it. There's the other thing. Sorry. I can relate to it. And I like that. So that was my favorite movie, and it's actually one of my favorite movies ever. I've seen it like 3 times. We saw the one Matthew McConaughey won the
Dallas
best actor
Buyers
for.
Club.
Yes.
That one was good.
That's an excellent movie. Excellent movie. So yeah, we saw 12 Years a Slave, and any of them could have won Best Picture. And any lead actor in any of those movies could have won Best Lead. And any supporting actor in any of those movies could have won Best Supporting Actor. It all comes down to what your favorite movie is. That's why I don't get when people are like, who's the fuck's voting? And they voted different than you did. They have different taste. I loved Wolf of Wall Street, but I can understand why somebody else wouldn't. You know,
mm-hmm.
I can understand why somebody else thought have seen 12 Years a Slave 1,000 times already. Well, because you're a sick fuck, that's why you have.
Yeah.
But I can understand why you've seen it. It's a good movie. It's a good quality movie, and I can see that. I can see why you want it. And so I'm not going to say. I can see why they won it. I'm not going to say that, Wolf of Wall Street, just because it's my favorite movie. They don't know what the fuck they're doing at the Oscars. No, it just somebody, they had a difference of opinion than you did. They might not like seeing a movie where the opening scene, a guy's blowing coke into a stripper's ass, into a hooker's ass. That might not be your thing. You know, you don't want to see that. When you saw it, you cringed, and you're like, oh my God, I got to sit through the rest of this. I understand that. Stop thinking people think their taste is the end all be all, and they get all worked up on these award shows.
Mm-hmm.
It's just somebody else's opinion. Doesn't mean, it doesn't literally mean that 12 Years a Slave was the best movie ever.
Right.
It doesn't mean it was better than Wolf of Wall Street. It doesn't mean it was better than, what, American Hustle. No, it just means somebody else thought it was, and you think your favorite movie is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Were we going to say anything else? Oh, but we came through a great era of movies, and any of them could have won. We got lucky. We're lucky, because sometimes movies are shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there might be one good movie that comes out, and then Gravity, there's another one. I haven't seen it, but...
Yeah.
I mean, that won a lot of awards too. I'm sure it's a good movie. We went through an era where there were a lot, like 5 or 6 really great movies, and the award for anything could have gone to any of them. Mm-hmm. We got lucky. What, people are all pissed off because their favorite movie didn't win. What world are we in that we know this, by the way? Like, no. 5 years ago, I didn't give a shit, but now I do. Dallas Buyers Club was great. Great. That freaking Jared Leto's character. Mm-hmm. Bo and Matthew McConaughey's characters. Oh, my God. And those are great.
Yep.
So there's the Oscars. We saw that. Really quick, before we close out, I just want to end this with a story. A quick story. You all know that I'm getting my website redesigned. You're going to have a desktop version, and you're going to have a mobile version, and a version for pretty much any device you're on, right? I designed my old website, and I thought I did a pretty good job on it.
You did.
Yeah, it's okay. I thought it was pretty good. But my friend who's designing the new website is, I was watching what he was doing, and this guy can read code. So I'm watching him, and he's doing all these things on his computer. I thought I knew a lot about computers. I know nothing about computers from watching him design the new website. I mean, I'm sitting next to him watching him do things. I'm not even going to try to describe them. It's just nothing I've ever seen before and nothing I can understand. And I'm used to kind of being at least efficient at everything, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, anything I try, I'm pretty good at. If I try to play a new sport, if I play it long, I'll get the hang of it real quick, and I'll be pretty good. I'll be one of the best players on the team. When I'm in a class, even if I've never taken that subject before, I can read up on it a little, and I can be good at it, you know? Maybe one of the smarter people in class, if not, you know, top three maybe. I'm usually pretty good at anything I try to do. I've been lucky. I just get lucky, I guess, in my life. I don't know. But on this web design stuff, when you throw in coding and I don't know what else, I don't even know what to call it, but I'm watching him do stuff on the computer and I felt inferior.
Surprised?
I felt inferior. I felt lost. I felt abandoned.
You got that gut feeling again?
I had that gut. I was like, wow, you know nothing. You know nothing. And again, I just felt lost, inferior, alone. God. You know, I defeated.
Are you still friends with him?
Yeah, I'm still friends with him. But again, all these feelings came to me, and I'm not used to feeling that way. I'm used to being in control and being good at what I'm doing. I'm not used to feeling inferior. But, you know, I thought about it, and, like, now I know how dudes feel when they see me naked in the locker room at the gym.
Oh, my God.
Because that's how I felt when I saw him designing my website. And I'll leave you guys with that. Thank you for listening. This was the Sambo Slim Podcast.
I'll take the long way round. Oh, I'll find my own way down. Oh, as I should. You'll
A joke and